This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Hi, this is Justine Toh. You're listening to Life and Faith from the Centre for Public Christianity. This is the fourth of a five-part series with Sam Dewhurst. She's a branding consultant who's worked with Salvation Army, with Hillsong and Habitat for Humanity. Now, Sam, who's behind the drive for ethical branding? You know, why do people care? The people who are interested in ethical branding anyway.
I mean, there's a number of different consumer groups that are interested in ethical branding. And they're talked about in terms of being a different shade of green through to grey. I don't know whether you've heard of this. I find it quite interesting, a way to categorise the different levels of interest in ethical branding. The first is called bright green, and these are people like your celebrities like Kate Blanchett, your pretty hardcore people who believe that sustainable innovation is the best path to lasting prosperity globally. And then you've got people who are light green, and these people emphasise lifestyle, behaviour, consumer change as a key to sustainability. And, you know, these are people like, you know, like the things like initiatives like Greenpeace's truefood.org, you know, giving people tools, giving consumers tools like Ethical Shopper, whatever, to actually give consumers power to do something about it. Then there's other people who are dark green, and they have gone hardcore. They've pulled back from consumption altogether, sometimes even from industrialisation itself. They've emphasised local solutions, short supply chains, those 100-mile diets, 25-kilometre diets where you've got your local growers' markets.
It's organic farming,
yeah. So you buy everything local from local producers, and these people are called, you know, dark green people. I was just actually in Melbourne and, you know, went to a whole heap of beautiful community gardens where these people are doing bees and sheep and chickens and having their own markets. And you can buy everything that you could possibly need there. And there's also this beautiful transference between people of, you know, you don't even have to give me money. You can just swap swap your zucchinis for my grapefruit, you know. And
you know, you're calling it dark green. It sounds really hippie to me, though.
Well, that's what I mean. It's still termed hippie. Yeah. And I still get called hippie for my beliefs of this. But it's actually a very huge and growing group of people. Mm. And then you've got these grey people. Grey people basically believe that they deny that there's anything to be done at all, whether as individuals or as a society. They're quite happy with the way things are. They either are ridiculously smart people who are sceptical about all of this hoo-hoo, or they're, you know, just basically lack the facts. So getting yourself informed about the ethical discussion, finding out which group you're actually even part of, waking up and going, right, well, where do I sit in this conversation, is a huge part of it, you know. And to take the time, to actually go, well, what do I value? What do I actually think? And, you know, with these 3,000 marketing messages and all these organisations banging down our door going, come here, well, you know, put my brand on, come here, put my brand on, come here, put my brand on. Well, hang on, stop. What do I think? For people who are pro Made in Australia and are consuming Made in Australia products, you know, it's really important to know things like the US tobacco giant Philip Morris acquired the Australian brand Kraft, and Cadbury acquired the organically, ethically sourced green and black chocolate brand, and then Cadbury was acquired by Kraft. So basically, Cadbury, Kraft are all owned by the US giant Philip Morris, who's a tobacco. So I'm finding that there's a lot of these big organisations and big companies that are buying up all these little brands to basically, you know, really work with this ethical consumption space without having to talk about what they're doing as far as tobacco is concerned. So, you know, it's a sneaky space, but the internet can give you every piece of information possible. And, you know, you've got to do your due diligence and take, and that's part of the responsibility that we have to take as consumers.
That's really hard, though. I mean, I have barely enough time to live my own life rather than research all the brands that I'm.
Well, that's why apps like Shop Ethical is actually a brilliant app. Take it into your supermarket with you, and check it out. Yes, it's a time issue, but you also have to work out, all right, like there's this guy, Andrew Wilson, who basically says shopping is more important than voting. The disposition of our money is the most basic role we play in any system of economics. If we say we care about something but continue to buy from that party, that have a highly probable risk of harm or destruction of that thing, we don't really care about it. And we are practicing a form of simple hypocrisy. It's the thing that we're actually telling the companies, you're a hypocrite, you do this, you do that. We tell it to religious organisations, but we're actually practicing it ourselves if we say we don't have enough time to work out what brands are doing what. I'm sorry. We're abdicating our responsibility completely.
So like it or not, we have to be responsible for our choices.
Yeah, otherwise just be quiet.
And we're going to be quiet right now, but we've got one more session left, so please join us again for that one.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.